I come all by myself. Naturally, Eric has to go there to interpret, and then so many people have to take care of my body and this and that. You know how it is. Why do you say that my going is, all of them going is my going? And so forth and so on. So there was that little debate going on because Dr. Deshmukh was very tight-fisted. In the meantime, Gajwani was seated there quietly. He stood up and he bowed down to Baba and said, whatever the expenses are, Baba, please include Nagpur also, whatever the expenses of the whole tour, long tour it was, of many different cities and towns, I am prepared to bear. Baba said, very good, I am very happy, you have pleased me and all that was there. Of course, with his money we did the tour, and many hearts were aglow with Baba's presence and his love and his messages and all that. It's all finished, it's all done. And Gajwani went on spending. Gajwani died. The last time he met was on 13th October here. And he died on 16th October when he went back to Bombay. Baba was here and there were people, they were all called in order to hear the program formed by Baba for the 1969 darshan in Guru Prasad. And Baba passed away on 31st January naturally. And the darshan was to take place in the month of April, May and June. So all were here. And Baba said, look, it's very serious. And nobody should come here and embrace me and take my time and all that. Nobody should bow down. Nobody was, of course. 13th October was my birthday, Mahesh's birthday, and we were bereft of all this. But then, all are leaving, bowing down to Baba, just saluting them, not even to bow down. So Baba smiled, and as soon as Gajwani stepped out, Baba called Gajwani, and he gave him an embrace. And then, that is his pleasure, he is the Lord, who knows. But we heard that on 16th he passed away. But that's not the whole story. The story is that after about a couple of months of that, his sons, who are very well off, multi-millionaires and all that, they come to Baba with their wives and they pay obeisance to him. And, well, it was fine, happy to see them because the old man would bring these people and we knew of them. Had they gone back, it would have been so good. But one, the eldest son said, Baba, I have to tell you something very personal. So, what is it? He says, my father has left in will a balance of 16,000, which he had thought of spending for the tour he has mentioned there, and that balance is still there. He had that figure in his mind that he would spend up to 50,000 rupees for this whole thing, but the balance was still there of 16,000 rupees. So he has mentioned it in his will. Baba says, yeah, very good that he did that. Put the money at my feet. Baba says, he gestured at me. Yeah, bring it here at my feet. He says, no, but Baba, they're all tied up, you see. So whenever the cash is there, it will be for you. Baba says, I'm happy. Yeah, go. We knew that 16,000 rupees to them is nothing but a nice dinner for them. So after about, and we are very hard up of money with Baba, those who deal with this sort of thing. So after about 2-3 months or 4 months, we reminded Baba that, Baba, there are 16,000 rupees there. should we send a reminder to him or something like that? No, Baba said, no, let him be. He'll come, he'll be. It went on. 2 years are there. Now it is 2 months that have passed. 2 months only passed by. October, November and December. Yeah. So there was that hardship and all that. So Baba said, no, let it be, he'll give it. In the month of January, I again reminded Baba. So Baba, should I write to the sons that the 16,000 rupees, that I should remind them that old man's will is there, by this time they will have it. So I said, no, don't remind them. On the contrary, try to make them forget about it. I said, forget about this. But the man has willed it. He says, you know, when I come next time, it with compound interest, I have to spend. I won't have any, I don't have any money, you know. When I come, every time I come, I don't have anything. So this is how I spend from all these debts, you see. And then he said, oh yeah, that's how it is. So it is true, that's how it is. So the compound interest goes on accumulating. You see, now 700 years for 16,000 rupees now. Can you imagine?
So the money anybody spends for Baba's cause is really owed to Baba.
Yeah, it is true. It is like that.